Well, it was a heck of an effort by our players. Really proud of the way they fought back. You know, you spot a team like Denver 24 points. And, just took it one play at a time, kept fighting all the way through. And, you know, it took, we say play 60 minutes. It took a lot more than that tonight. But really proud of the way they played, the way they hung in there. Certainly wasn't a very good first half in any area. But we just stuck it out and, in the end, kept making some plays there. Had some several plays in the kicking game. Got a couple turnovers there in the second half after giving them up in the first half. And those are big for us. But kicking game was good. Our coverage was good. And, it was a great punt by Ryan there at the end, getting it up there high and making it a tough, a tough play. And, we're able to take advantage of it. And Steve knocked it through. So, we had a lot of guys here, heroes tonight. And, it's a great night to be a part of, recognizing the military and Veterans Day and just the whole, what we've gone through in the last few weeks relative to, the league recognizing all those things and President Kennedy's 50th anniversary assassination the other day and all that. So, it's good to be a part of all that, good to be on the winning end of it. And, now we'll turn the page and head to Houston. But we'll enjoy this one for a little while, a couple hours anyway.
Hey, Bill, can you give us your thought process for the coin toss at overtime? What caused you to take the win versus giving
the win? It was a strong win. I mean, we just had to keep him out of the end zone, obviously. And I just felt like the win would be an advantage if we could, keep him out of the end zone on that first drive. So we were able to do that. The win was significant in the game. It was definitely significant.
Bill, can you talk about Julian and what he brought tonight?
Yeah, well, Julian did a great job. First of all, he did a good job of handling the ball, especially in the third and fourth quarter there. But, made a couple, good runs with the ball in his hands. Also, got open, caught the ball. I mean, the end of route he got there gave us the field position in the overtime was a big play. I mean, look, we had a lot of guys step up. I mean, you could rattle off, 35, 40 guys here and, be talking about every one of them. But Julian's a tough competitor. I mean, all those guys are. How the game would change? I mean, I don't know why Denver would do anything different. They're up 24-0. We didn't expect them to do much different. Well, that's what they did the first half. I mean, they ran the ball in the first half. I would have done the same thing they did. They ran the same plays that they hurt us with in the second half and the first half. Yeah, I understand that, but, I mean, they ran the ball. I don't know. Maybe we were seeing different games there, Tom. But, I mean, I think they hurt us with a running game in the first half, and they continued to run the ball. They had all the success with it all night. What did they end up with? So it didn't surprise me that they kept doing what they were doing. I mean, when you have a 24-0 lead, you don't go in there at halftime and say, oh, let's change what we're doing. So they did. Fortunately, we made some plays. We finished our drives, got the ball in the end zone. We turned it over a couple times, and we're able to get back in the game and make it a one-score game there in the fourth quarter when we had the win. So that was it was key for us to be able to, get back and make it a game in the third quarter. Turnovers obviously helped, and finishing the red zone helped. Well, I thought we were moving the ball pretty well in the first half, but we turned it over. We couldn't finish the drives, and they ended up not only with the ball, but one time they ended up with a touchdown. And so, you can't move the ball when you're losing it. We got to hang on to it. So once we started doing that and converting a few third downs, we had some big plays in the red area. I mean, this is a big red area game. We're able to get the ball in and not get held to field goals. So that was huge for us, four touchdowns.
Was it a surprise they ran the ball the way they did, given what their passing game has done all year?
Well, they have a good running game, too. I mean, I've been saying all week they're a well-balanced offense. I mean, I don't know anybody else that wouldn't see that. I mean, it's hard to stop everything with those guys. They got a lot of good players.
You mentioned the wins in the decision, but obviously you had a lot of confidence in your defense, which went all the way that they played the second half.
Well, I thought we hung in there. I mean, we made some plays in the passing game. We played better on third down. you know, I thought our guys competed well. And they're a tough offense to play against. I mean, look, you're not going to, you know, it's hard to hold them to, you know, hold them down yardage-wise, hold them down point-wise. But, you know, I thought we hung in there and battled them. I thought our corners, you know, really had a, I mean, they deserve a ton of credit. You know, Tlaib, Arrington, you know, Alfonso, I mean, they're all, you know, I mean, nobody's 100% in that locker room, but they're all banged up. They fought through it. Just wanted to go out there and compete. You know, Devin, Duran. You know, then we have Marquise Cuis at the end, you know, jumped in there. Logan Ryan, I mean, those guys, they just went up there and competed against a great group of receivers. And you know, they made some plays, but, you know, we made some too.
Was there anything other than the win and the decision to take it in overtime and gone back and looked at other games with the overtime system?
No.
And try to figure out what
makes no. Nope. That was it. If it hadn't been a strong win, we would have taken the ball.
Brandon Bolden was 2 months to settle down.
Yeah, I thought, he stepped in. He gave us some quality plays and, you know, ran hard, broke some tackles. I mean, you know, he's a good back. All our backs have been productive for us. All right, anything else?
One question.
Yeah, sure. Roosevelt Colvin. All right. Thanks.